To dream the impossible dream.
Another road funding plan moving in Lansing.
The unbeatable foe.
But has a real road funding solution become an impossible dream? I'm Rick Pluta.
I'm Zoe Clark. This is It's Just Politics. So in the state legislature, the Senate now has the House roads plan. The House has the Senate plan. But even though it is Republicans calling the shots in Lansing, Republicans simply can't agree.
And this is all about political math in Lansing, and that is the rule of 56, 19, and 1.
56 votes, that's just over half of 110 lawmakers to get anything through the state house, 19 votes to a majority in the Senate, and almost anything, of course, you want to do has to get past one person,
the governor. Three state house vacancies have played with the numbers a bit. Right now, it's 55 to get to a house majority, but the principle still applies.
Which is, you've got to get that many people to agree.
Right. And there is no consensus when it comes to road funding.
The Senate Republican plan relies more on hikes in fuel taxes and registration fees than budget cuts to reach that magic $1.2 billion number. That's the number that almost everyone agrees is the bare minimum that's needed a year to fix roads.
And the tax hikes and budget cuts, those would happen in fairly short order.
Right. But in order to get to a majority in the House, Republicans went with more budget cuts and smaller revenue hikes that take longer to go into effect.
Which Democrats were having none of. Here is State Representative Jeff Irwin.
This bill kicks the can further and further down the road. When does the revenue start showing up? Right. This plan isn't fully phased in until 2021. Is there anybody who's elected here as a state representative now that will still be here in 2021? No way. This is set up so that it doesn't take effect until everybody who's here now is long gone.
Oh, that time-honored tactic of voting to do it later.
You know, in the 1990s, when John Engler was governor, he made it a point of pride to push a tax cut every year. But eventually, even in the go-go 1990s, that became unworkable.
Mm-hmm. At a certain point, the budget could not handle more tax cuts and the loss of revenue.
So Engler proposed income tax rollbacks that would play out years after he left office, which the legislature adopted at the time, but it eventually blasted holes in the budget when the economy tanked, which also made it a difficult time for the legislature to reverse those decisions.
And as a result, Michigan had semi-shutdowns of state government in 2007
right.
and 2009, and that was when Republicans in the legislature and a Democratic governor could not agree on either cuts or new revenue to balance the budget.
Because when an impasse can't be resolved, the political solution is often vote now to solve it later.
That's the sound of the can, the kicking down the road.
Rick Pluta is the Lansing Bureau Chief for the Michigan Public Radio Network.
Zoe Clark is the resident political junkie at Michigan Radio.